I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Bruce Coburn has carved a remarkable career over the past 40 or so years and 31 albums at last count. His latest CD is Small Source of Comfort. There was a DVD about him that came out last year called Pacing the Cage as well, and he is working on a book currently that will be out in the fall. He's appearing at the Wow Hall tonight in Eugene, and he joins us live in the KLCC studios. Nice to see you, Bruce.
Nice to see you, too. Thank you very much.
Well, what do you feel inspired to play first today?
I'm not sure if inspired is exactly the word at this hour of the day, but it's normally I'd be getting organized to do the sound check and just kind of trying to make the fingers work, so I had to start doing that a little bit earlier today. But this is a song that actually would be more appropriate later in the day even as well, even later than I was thinking. This is Last Night of the World. It's a song I wrote on the eve of the millennium when everybody was speculating about Y2K, and there was this massive buildup of anticipation. Of course, as we can recall, nothing really happened, but other than some people, I suppose in a way that gave birth to the preparer movement, didn't it? I'm not sure. Before that they were survivalists, and after that they became preparers. So, there we are. Anyway, this is Last Night of the World.
I'm sipping Florida Canyon lime juice, it's 3 a.m. Blow a fruit fly off the rim of my glass. The radio's playing Superchunk and the Friends of Dean Martinez. Midnight, it was bike tires whacking the potholes, milling humans, shivering energy glow, fusing the spaces between them with bar throb bass and laughter. In my body, I've carried that burden through my life. But there's a day when we all get to be pride loose. If this were the I've seen the flame of hope among the hopeless. biggest heartbreak of all. That was the straw that broke me open.
Bruce Coburn live in the KLCC studios with Last Night of the World, that originally appeared on the CD Breakfast in New Orleans, Dinner in Timbuktu. Bruce Coburn live tonight at the Wow Hall in Eugene, beginning at 8 p.m. There's always a future, isn't there?
We hope so. There are certain deficiencies with the present that it would be nice to think you could fix.
But even as a songwriter, after all these years, there's still a musical future for you, too, isn't there? Isn't there? What keeps you moving forward after all this time doing this?
Well, I love doing it, for one thing. I love to play and write music and words. And I don't take it for granted. I mean, I don't assume that I'll always be able to.
Yes.
The older you get, the more stuff breaks down, and that may not always be possible. But as long as it is, I want to keep doing it. And beyond that, I think a version of that question that I get asked sometimes is, how do you keep it fresh? And I don't really do anything special to keep it fresh. It just is fresh. I think that what makes it fresh is my own willingness to look around and kind of see what's going on and constantly check whether, this isn't a deliberate process, but it happens. I'm kind of always checking to sort of see whether my take on reality is actually accurate. So, I think a lot of the time there's a tendency for all of us to just settle into, what we think things are made of and just go with that. And our outlook always needs to be updated and refreshed, as it were.
In what ways will your outlook be in this book that you have coming out? How is that framed?
Well, I was approached by a publisher to do what they called a spiritual memoir. No one could quite tell me what a spiritual memoir was. So it's a memoir. I mean, that's kind of, everybody's doing that. But I took them to mean that my relationship with the divine, or my hoped for relationship with the divine, is as much a part of the book as anything else. So it is, in some ways it's a music memoir. It's a story of somebody who's alive in the 20th into the 21st century, so.
Bruce Coburn live in the KLCC studios, live at the Wow Hall tonight in Eugene. What's the next song?
Well, that's a good question. Think fast, Bruce. This is for some reason I just feel like doing slightly older ones today, but this one, one that came from very late in the 70s. I was in New York City, and it was dusk, it was winter time, and people were going home from work in this sort of descending twilight, and streets were crowded, I looked up at the sky, and there were these, in the last rays of the setting sun, there were these two jet vapor trails crossing each other, forming a pink lit up cross across the sky over New York, and that kind of made an impression on me, so out of that came this song. Thank you.
above the dark town. After the sun's gone down, two vapor trails cross the sky, catching the day's last slow goodbye. Black skyline looks rich as velvet. Something is shining like gold, but better rumors of glory. Rumors of glory. Smiles mixed with curses. The crowd disperses, about whom no details are known. Each one alone, yet not alone. Behind the pain, fear etched on the faces, something is shining like gold. Better rumors of glory, rumors of glory, rumors of glory, rumors of glory. You see the extremes of what humans can be, and in that distance some tension's born. Energy surging like a storm. You plunge your hand in, you draw it back. Beneath it's shining like gold, but better rumors of glory, rumors of glory, rumors of glory.
Bruce Coburn live in the KLCC studios with Rumors of Glory from Back on the Humans album a long time back now. Mm-hmm, so live at the Wow Hall tonight in Eugene as well. Well, this is our fundraiser here at KLCC. So if I may be so bold as to ask you, how has public radio helped your career? What do you love about public radio in the States?
There's a lot of things to love about it, actually. I'm living in San Francisco these days, so I listen to it when I'm driving my kid to daycare. The only time I ever really listen to anything, and it's generally public radio, and it's I listen to it because there's always something going on. There's always content. It isn't, some guy yelling at you in a bombastic way, and it isn't music that's sort of manufactured as kind of wallpaper for whatever, for people in offices or whatever they do it for. So when there's music, it's kind of real music. And when there's talk, they're talking about something. And I like that.
Well, thank you for doing both of that in your career as well. We appreciate the depth that you've always brought to it. Bruce Coburn live in the KLCC studios, live at the Wow Hall tonight in Eugene at 8 o'clock, wowhall.org for more information and for more on Bruce Coburn, brucecoburn.com. Time is running short, so let's dive into another song quickly, if we may.
Yeah, sure. This is another old one, actually. This is called After the Rain.
After the rain in the street, light flows like blood. I can just taste salt on the humid wind. Here comes that gasoline, spreading hungry rainbow over shiny black tar. I'm blown like smoke and blind as wind, except for when your love breaks in. And maybe to those who love is given sight to pierce the wall of seeming night and know it pure beyond all imagination. Engine throb, street cruise, light bullet car, flash, hollow beauty, night gleam, oily river, tension glass. Ultra flame and glittering dust falling in slow motion, clouds tumbling one over another into apparent emptiness. Like a big fist breaking down my door, I never felt such a love before. And maybe to those who love is given to hear music too high for the human ear, and clear as hydrogen to go sing.
Bruce Coburn, After the Rain, live on KLCC, live tonight at the Wow Hall in Eugene at 8 o'clock. Bruce, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.